Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But this segment, it's all about college football because we're at camp on the fourth day of Lockmas. Let's find out what Santa Lockey has for us.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey.
Now I'm scared of doing it because I feel like there's the delay and I'm off on it.
Right. It's not off by a lot. It was like a half second. It really wasn't that bad.
The Batmobile lost its wheel and Joker got away. Hey. Okay.
Hey.
On the fourth day of Lockmas, Santa Lockey has for us opinions, thoughts, and possibly bets on the four biggest games. We'll say the three biggest. If we have time, we'll get to the fourth. The biggest games on the slate this weekend, week number four of the college football season. And can we begin in Chicago at Soldier Field? Not for the Bears, but for Wisconsin and Notre Dame. Notre Dame is the nominal home team in this game, despite the fact it's being played again at Soldier Field. The Badgers, 6-point favorites here, total 46. What do you think here? Is there a bet worth making, Wisconsin and Notre Dame?
I think this is a game that I would pass if I had the opportunity to. I know this game is going to be included in a lot of like pools that people play. It's like basically the only ranked versus ranked game I think that we have the entire week, which is a kind of an indictment of this week of college football. It's really not a lot of interesting games at the top. All of the contenders play teams that they're heavy favorites against. So we really just kind of left with this one. You mentioned it's at Soldier Field. Like, I think we're going to see the same quality offense that we saw with the Andy Dalton Bears on Sunday. Like, I don't know. My expectations here are actually pretty low. My number versus the market. So that's always a good place to start. So Wisconsin, as you mentioned, 6 at Bet Rivers, 6.5 in a couple places. My number's 6.5. Don't really want to make a bet on the side in this game. Total's 46. My total's 45.5. Don't really want to make a bet on the total in this game. A couple just kind of interesting notes. Each team comes into this game presenting you with like an identical resume and profile, which is why it's interesting that Wisconsin is such a big favorite. Each team basically has like one test game data point against a team that provided some resistance. And in Wisconsin's case, I think it was more expected. They play Penn State in the opener and Penn State wins the game outright. There's an argument to be made that in that game, Wisconsin absolutely should have been up multiple touchdowns in the first half, turned the ball over, bad decisions. Penn State ends up hanging around and they actually end up pulling away and winning. So that was kind of Wisconsin's test data point. Didn't go great. The stats look okay, especially the first half, but really poor quarterback play and turnovers. And then for Notre Dame, I mean, it's been two what were supposed to be pretty cupcake games that didn't end up being that way. And then you had the game against Florida State in the opener where obviously could have lost outright very easily. So I think each team you come into this game with like a shaky opinion of what they're going to be, and they play each other, and you can make an argument, depending on how you feel about Penn State, that this is the toughest game either team is going to play, which I think is interesting. Wisconsin played Penn State at home, so I think that's maybe why I would advocate for that. So it feels like shaky, kind of a little volatile each way. If you had to play the game, I think I would bet Notre Dame to win, actually, would be the bet that I would make. Like, if you're like, I'm watching this game, I want action on it, I don't see, like, my number says there's this margin between the teams. That's part of the reason why the market exists like this. But just intuitively, having watched both teams play this year, I think the Irish are super live in the game. Like, neutral game against a team with bad quarterback play that's like a average version of Wisconsin. Yeah, Notre Dame could beat that team. Of course they can. So I think the number is kind of inherently right. But just if you had to bet the game, each team's presented you the same profile so far. The number is really just being created by that we thought Wisconsin was better before the season. Honestly, that's really what's creating it. So, you know, Notre Dame money line, maybe worth something, but not really interested in the game. Interesting game, just not interested.
Notre Dame plus 180 on the money line at Bet Rivers for those interested in that. How about Texas A&M? This number was 6 earlier in the week when we discussed it, Ken. Now it's down to 5. So Arkansas is taking money here. So A&M minus 5 right now at Arkansas. Woo, pig suey. 47.5 in this SEC tilt. What do you got?
Yeah, and I mentioned with Notre Dame and Wisconsin, like, well, each team had one test game, and I mean, you can argue that they failed, even though Notre Dame beat Florida State. Like, it was real shaky for both teams. You look at Texas A&M and you go, well, like, they weren't supposed to have a test game. Played Colorado at Invesco Field, I think is where that game was. And Haynes King gets injured. Obviously, everybody kind of remembers the story of that game. Insanely low scoring. Their backup quarterback comes in. He's atrocious. But they're basically the defense prevents Colorado from scoring the entire game. So A&M survives in terms of their likelihood of making the playoff or their likelihood of making, even before that, the SEC championship game in Atlanta. So this is really, I mean, light years better than what A&M's competition has been so far this year. So I am not surprised, based on the fact that it's Calzada, the backup quarterback, and, you know, a lot of questions that were asked about them in the Colorado game, that you'd be interested in Arkansas here. I actually do have a bet on this game, and it's a little bit contrarian. I think Texas A&M has played 3 games this year where their path to victory has been basically score enough and then completely shut the faucet off. And like, let's get to the finish line. Like, defense, like, great, we're playing with a multi-touchdown lead. We have no interest in scoring anymore. Let's be extremely conservative because that's what's required to win. And that's been the game plan. And it has produced like brutal to watch under games in all 3 of their games so far. This series has not been like that historically. And this game, their path to victory can't be that, basically. Like, you're not going to beat Arkansas. Do it. It's not possible. They're too good. And this game being played in Jerry's World, by the way, for people curious. It's not at Arkansas. But something about, like, the history between the two and how A&M presents as this under team, even though I don't think that's what they're going to be in competitive games. And you get a way below national average total in the game of 47.5. My number is really close to that, but honestly, like, I think I'm willing to kind of make an over bet here, not against my number, but just in spite of the fact that my number agrees. So I think A&M, I think, like, we're kind of sitting on a high scoring game with a team that's gone under a lot so far. That would kind of be my analysis. Arkansas in their one other test game against Texas, game flew over the total. We had the over in that game. So, like, type of game creating a high scoring game, I think that's what we're going to see here. So over 47.5 would be my bet.
All right, so there you have it. We've hit Wisconsin, Notre Dame. We've hit A&M and Arkansas. You bet BetQL. Nick Costos and Santa Lockie here. Day 4 of Lockmas, talking the biggest games of the week in college football. Santa, what do you have for us here? Any gifts under the tree in the Big 12 for Spencer Rattler in Oklahoma, 17-point favorite against West Virginia with a total of 56?
Well, one thing that makes this game incredibly tough to handicap is just the idea of, like, when you have the COVID year last year in so many of these conferences, something you don't get sometimes is the previous year's matchup. Like, these teams tried to play a couple times, didn't work. Like, didn't happen. West Virginia was able to play every other contender in the Big 12, and just there was, we don't have any data points of like Neil Brown, West Virginia, like year one is a toss. Year two was last year. This is year three. We have no history between the teams whatsoever coached by these coaches. We basically have nothing to go off of for how they match up. Can West Virginia's defense be effective here? You know, Oklahoma in these types of situations has been a disaster historically. They lose outright all the time in games like this. So they tend to be like a pretty terrible bet to like tease or like those giant money line parlays people do, for the love of God. Well, don't bet those anyway. But if you do bet them, God, keep Oklahoma out of them, like at all costs. So I just a lot of mystery, I think, involving like how these teams are going to match up with each other. The market has taken a pretty specific stance, which I find interesting. The under has been getting bet a ton in this game. So, which is for an Oklahoma, you know, it's Oklahoma. If I told you the under was getting bet, that should be intuitively surprising. 58.5 was the open, 55.5 right now in most places. So 3 points to the under. My number was like 57. So I'm kind of in no man's land about what to do. Part of the reason for that is I think he had a national viewing audience watch Spencer Rattler be terrible against Nebraska. And even in the games, or sorry, even in the game, non-FCS opponent against Tulane, like, it wasn't that explosive. It wasn't great. And then they kind of obviously shut down in the second half, and Tulane, you know, really could have had a chance to win the game. So the unimpressiveness of Oklahoma's offense, I think, partly creates this. So I think a ton of mystery. I don't really want to bet the game, to be honest. My number for the side, for people who are curious, is like Oklahoma by 18.5. They're 17. I already mentioned my number for the total. So I'm close enough here. And I don't really want to kind of like take a stance based on a guess. When I really just honestly have no idea how these teams are kind of fit together when they meet on a football field. We haven't seen it before, and I don't think I have a good guess about what it's going to look like. So an interesting kind of a spot. I think, you know, a lot of people who have watched Oklahoma maybe expect them to get tripped up in conference play once or twice, when maybe we didn't think that going into the year. Could happen in this game. Not sure, honestly. So we'll probably pass the game.
Okay, that's Oklahoma and West Virginia. Let's close, Santa. The final gift under the tree. This one coming courtesy of the ACC. Now, this is one where, even if you don't handicap games, like if I'm just someone and I wake up on Saturday morning and I look at the line for this game, Clemson and NC State, and I see Clemson minus 9.5, I'm thinking, man, Clemson going to kill them. And then I'm thinking, okay, the line's only 9.5. I want to take NC State. So that's my thought on the game, with like no thought put into it other than that. Clemson minus 9.5 at NC State, 47.5 the total. What do you got here for us, Ken, in the ACC? Excuse me. Well, what do you have for us, Santa, in the ACC?
Ah, there we go. Yes, of course. St. Nick. So the idea of like basically you're sort of describing what I think a lot of people would, what do they call it, like a trap line or something. It's like there's always some term for, like, I look and I always thought it would be more and it's not, and it's holding there, so the other side must be valuable. I can just tell you my number's pretty close to this. I'm like 12 basically, and I mean, I think it's interesting that you're getting Clemson off a game they couldn't have looked worse. Their coach said after the game, basically, it was like they prepared to play a different team than what showed up. Georgia Tech, you know, Dabo Swinney's like exact quotes were like, yeah, Georgia Tech was running stuff. We just didn't prepare for it all. So it looked terrible. Period. It's like, okay, great. Awesome, man.
I guess you can get away with that. Yeah. We've won a bunch of national championships. Like, you can't say that unless you've got national championships on.
Well, I couldn't have gotten away with it if they lost either, which was like actually in the realm of possibility. Long weather delay. They end up kind of just like hanging on for a very low scoring win in the game. So don't really want to bet the side, but I think you have another, I would call this an A&M like situation where Clemson has shown you, less than nothing on offense the entire season up to this point. NC State has had times where their offenses look pretty explosive in some of their games so far. I actually like the over in this game a lot at 48. So my projection for the game is 52. Numbers already moved up a point from open. I think it's going to continue moving in that direction. Clemson has basically announced for sure that Will Shipley, I think, who's the freshman, is going to be their starting running back. The guy who was also in line for it transferred. I think just the likelihood Clemson's offense starts to look a little better, and you're getting them at like just an amazing buy low spot, not to win, but just to score points in terms of how the total is projected, I think sets up for like a really good bet. And my number is higher than this. So it's kind of like spot what each team's coming off of and my number all combined. I like the total in this game over 48. So that would be my bet. Not really interested in the side. I hear what you're saying on like low number and everything. I'm close. I actually would not be surprised if NC State won this game too. This is a pretty good version of them. They're a team that's given Dabo trouble historically in a couple spots as well, where not every team in the ACC has done so. So don't blame you for kind of thinking NC State's live in the game, but my bet for the game at least would be the over. Oh, and I think Nick dropped. Did we lose Nick, Rick?
It's looking like it.
Well, just, yeah, pump the fiddle for 60 seconds. No, don't actually do that. Don't pump the fiddle for 60 seconds. Bonus bet? Bonus bet because we have 60 and Nick's trying to reconnect right now? I don't even know what the bonus bet should be. So what did I give out? Pac-12 totals the other day?
What about a bonus bet, though?
Yeah, should we do a bonus bet? Oh, you know what? I want to echo something Kanish talked about when he came on. I did that with Minnesota and it ended up winning by a billion, so maybe I'll do it again here and we'll have the same luck. Missouri. Apparently no one wants to bet on them, which is insane. They're at Boston College and they're a 1.5-point favorite, and my number in the game is Missouri by 4. So that would be it's not really a bonus bet because you already heard it from Kanish earlier in the week, but I agreed with him on Minnesota. Went great. We both showed value of one. Similar dynamic here with Missouri at Boston College in that game. So some bonus winners. So went through some of the biggest games coming up. A weaker college football slate, but still some bets. Hopefully we can win some money and we'll have the full slate of bets tomorrow. So we'll do some whatever you prefer. We'll do some other NFL games coming up. It's You Better You Bet on BetQL.
From pro basketball to Nikki football, soccer bets, and so much more, we've got you covered. It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley from BetQL.